Listening Library presents Scars Like Wings by Aaron Stewart. Read for you by Emma Galvin. To Kyle, you've made my life. Chapter 1. 1 year after the fire, my doctor removes my mask and tells me to get a life. He doesn't use those exact words, of course, because he's paid to flash around lots of medical degree terms like reintegration and isolation. But basically, the committee on Ava's life had a big meeting and decided I have wallowed long enough. My post-burn pity party is over. Dr. Sharp examines my skin grafts to make sure I haven't inadvertently grown bat wings in my armpits since our last monthly pat-down. Scars can be screwy little suckers, and since my body is 60% screwed up, it takes Dr. Sharp a full 20 minutes to check me over. The tissue paper covering the vinyl exam table crinkles beneath me as my Aunt Cora watches attentively from the sidelines, scribbling notes in her gargantuan Ava's Recovery binder while her eyes follow Dr. Sharp. He removes the bandana from my head and then my clear plastic mask, his fingers grazing my scars. "Everything's healing beautifully," he says, without even a hint of irony. The coldness of his fingers registers above my eyes, but fades as he moves to the thicker grafts around my mouth. "Well," I say, "you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pit." "Ava," gasps Cora.